This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. At a time when the United States is pulling away from the global economy, others are stepping up to fill the void. This week, Japan and the European Union announced a major trade deal that will slash tariffs on products like Japanese cars and European food products like wine and chocolate. The two economies together account for about a third of the world's economic output. So here to talk about what the significance of this deal is and what it means for the United States being left out of it is William Reinsch. He's the former president of the National Foreign Trade Council and currently a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. William, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Tanzina. Glad to be here.
So for our listeners who are understanding this for the first time or hearing this for the first time, what exactly does this agreement do?
Well, the main thing it does is it eliminates 99% of the tariffs that the two countries charge each other. In terms of the most conspicuous parts of the agreement, it's become known as the Cars for Cheese Agreement, because what the Europeans agreed to do was phase out and eliminate their car tariffs, which is a big deal for Japan because they make lots of cars, and car parts, which is also those tariffs are going to be phased out. And Japan, in turn, agreed to liberalize its trade on agricultural products, immediately eliminating the tariff on wine, and over time phasing out or reducing and or eliminating, depends on the product, quotas on cheese and pork and other products. So for European farmers, it's a huge deal. And for Japanese car companies, it's a big deal. But overall, as I said, 99% of the tariffs are going to go away. They're also going to harmonize their rules and standards in a host of areas. They simultaneously, with the signing yesterday, announced an agreement on data privacy, which will facilitate digital trade and sharing of data and personal information between the EU and Japan, which will, over the long run, also be a big deal.
So was this a direct response to the Trump tariffs? And before you answer that, I know that the EU and Japan have been discussing a trade agreement since 2013, but I want to play a clip of EU President Donald Tusk at Tuesday's press conference and get your reaction to that.
This is an act of enormous strategic importance for the rules-based international order at a time when some are questioning this order. We are sending a clear message that we stand together against protectionism.
William, your take on that?
Well, I think he's clearly drawing a line, a distinction between the United States and everybody else. You're right that this negotiation began before Trump. It began officially in 2013, but there's no question that they accelerated the process after his election and came to substantively concluded most of it last summer. So I think everybody believes the impetus to finish it, get it done, and make it as big as it is was, in significant part caused by our election and our president. And what Tusk is saying, I think, is that the EU and also Japan stands clearly in favor of a multilateral rules-based trading system. And while he didn't mention either the president or the United States by name, the implication is we don't.
And what signal does this send to the rest of the world regarding trade and the United States? Is it a signal that Trump can do what he wants to do and the rest of the world is just going to keep on moving with or without us?
Well, exactly. It's the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, said something like that the other day. You know, if you're expecting the whole world to wait and watch what we're doing and then copy us, that's simply wrong. They're going to move on. And they figured out that jobs and growth are the product of trade liberalization. They're the product of more trade, and they're taking steps to create that. And we're withdrawing. The president's policy really is to tell American companies, come back to the United States, change your supply chains so that your manufacturing is restored back here, pull out of other countries. That's not a pro-growth message.
How likely is this agreement to impact U.S. consumers and producers?
Well, in the short run, it hurts some U.S. Producers. You have to look at it in the context of something else, and that is the president's decision last year to pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. TPP was important for a lot of reasons, but it was important particularly to our farmers, because they were to gain a lot of market access in Japan, particularly pork and beef. That was an important concession Japan made to us. We pulled out of that, so we're not getting that concession anymore. So our meat people are out of luck. At the same time, now the Europeans and the Japanese have negotiated an agreement where basically the Europeans are going to get the market access on meat that we were going to get. So our farmers get a double hit. They get cut out of Asian markets, and they're being replaced by the Europeans. Now, I think in other areas, you won't see quite as dramatic a change.
And that seems, that's counter to what the president has been saying, right? That he wants to protect our farmers, that he wants to protect American workers and potentially consumers, and that doesn't seem to be the case.
No, that's what he says, but the evidence so far is the opposite.
Mm-hmm. William Reinsch is a former president of the National Foreign Trade Council, senior advisor at the Center for Strategic International Studies in D.C. William, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.